Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Big Red Third Row representing Mississippi Native is going down. Shout out to Dirty Hip Hop. You know what it is, man. Can't remember the time, fam. Y'all nigga be making motherfuckers go listen to that shit. That nigga Wilder Sparza called me like, yo, bro, go listen. They love, like, go check it out, my nigga. Appreciate that shit, boy. I be watching like, cause like the nigga, well, for one, Wiley always put me on the shit where people get their honest opinion about the music.
Yeah.
Even from live from the underground, niggas be like, I wasn't like, it don't matter, cause it's still your honest opinion.
Right.
It ain't so, cause it ain't constructed around with the industry or anything, with bloggers or anything, it's what y'all think. And that shit love to me. So I go watch that shit and like, alright, cool, alright. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So yeah, my nigga.
Look, it's just an honor, man, to finally get a chance to chop it up with you, man, have you on the show and everything, man.
No doubt.
Obviously, you know, we're all big fans. We just appreciate what you do.
No doubt.
You know what I'm saying? Definitely me coming from Riddy and
no
so
doubt.
Shit.
No doubt,
you know shit. You
he know about that kind of shit. To the max, you know about that kind of shit.
Hey man, this shit is crazy. Like, last month we got Logic, now we got Big Crit. Like, y'all the only two motherfuckers I really listen to hard, like heavy. You know what I'm saying? Because for me, you're the definition of a true artist, and you said that on Underground Airplay. You know what I'm saying? And
he caught that shit.
Hell yeah, I caught that shit. And you're the real epitome of that because you can rap about anything, just like Logic. You know what I'm saying? Y'all talk about real shit, club shit, you know, personal shit. In the mixtape, you know, when we had Wally Sparks on there, like, what the fuck we gonna do now? Since Outkast, I haven't heard something like that. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, nobody can emulate you, man. I love the Southern twang. I love the down south shit. I grew up in Miami. So it's like, damn, I can relate to this motherfucker. He from Mississippi, but I'm from Miami, you know what I'm saying? But I can relate to that shit.
You know how it is when you come from a place where your music might only be popping there. And it might not be a worldwide buzz, but it's a buzz there. People know about it. And so that artists have to struggle so hard to get that shit where it's worldwide. Where I'm from, it was mad artists that was popping big to us, but to the rest of the world, people didn't know. And it took so much for us to leave our comfort zone and put other people on it. So you know what that shit like. Because you probably heard motherfucking Trick Daddy motherfucking way before any of us heard it. And he was like, this shit is it. And it took niggas years to get on that shit. And by the time they got on to it, he was like, damn, nigga, we been on about that shit. You know what I'm saying? So that's what it is for me. Like, it's like, it's that show and prove to show people I'm willing to leave my comfort zone to make my music heard. Yeah.
Man, how the fuck did you come up with what the fuck you gonna do now? That's all I want to know. Man, that shit was crazy.
I wonder, because I've expressed myself through so many different songs. Like, you know, we talking about something. We talking about the vent. We talking about yesterday. Take Care of Mama. These kind of records. And they're always formatted in a way where, of course, it's a rap song. But I started with poetry. And then Big Rude was the first person I heard on a record that just didn't do a verse, but just spit a poem. And so I was like, fuck it, man, I'm gonna do a whole song, poetry format, but on time with an instrumental and make it mean something to people. Not about my life per se, but anybody can relate to it. And that's what I did, what the fuck. Because we all go through those situations, and it might not be those two situations, because I'm gonna do, and I say I'll probably do something after the fact about two other situations. But it's somebody that can relate to those two situations. Being a dope boy, being a hustler, being struggling, working a 9-to-5 and you hate it. The first verse is for you. Second verse is for somebody that, one night stands, you like to party a lot. You might be the kind of player ass nigga that can goddamn fuck with chick. Or you the kind of chick that don't like your women. You don't like your being wiped up. You don't like your life, so you indulge. And so that's what, I'm gonna talk about all that shit. Whether I went through it or not, it's people that's going through that right now. And they can respect the fact that I talk about it.
Yeah.
I think the biggest thing for me, the next biggest thing is definitely make, like, you know my cat. If you watch the show, you know my cat's straight bumping the whip, right? And my sub part two.
I already know.
Oh, I'm like, yo, this nigga Crip make everything I want to hear. And then you put it in one project. You know what I'm saying? It's not like you're always just spinning. Like you're giving people glimpses of life. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's why I love Forever and a Day so much, because I felt like you my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, I listen to the CD. I'm like, yo.
Man,
I'm riding with this dude right here.
Forever and a Day was difficult to put together, but it was like, I want to tell a story, but about me though, all about me. And so it was so personal that I incorporated people. I featured people that was in my real life, but without rapping. From my father to my partner, Big Son, which is my brother. You know what I'm saying? To my ex. And a lot of people don't even know where her voice come in, but my ex is in that shit. To goddamn my homegirl. It's so many different people. My partner that make beats, all so many people that's introducing that was a part of my real life, dog. That it's like, yo, it's this is me. And I feel like that's what I want to tell you Forever in a Day. Like, I'm a regular person, I'm a real person, but I can make a whole project about it.
Man, I'm glad you brought up Big Son, man. I got a chance to meet him at Scotty's listening session.
No doubt.
And I didn't get a chance to say this on the review or with Wally. But his fucking verse on your shit, that shit was crazy, man.
Pull up,
that
shit,
mixtape was though, MFOG? Yes, sir.
No, but
yes,
sir. That was the first time when Sant just what, like, really pulled me in. So I'm like, man, this motherfucking shit is amazing.
Like, Forever in a Day, man, like Package Store. Like that first verse was just crazy, because the duality of a man, regardless of whoever you think you are or you're representing, there's always a duality there. And then also Red Eye. And I heard Red Eye, I'm like, man, and you know, I didn't want to tell my girl this, but I'm like, man, I be feeling like this.
You gotta be careful with that song, because you might fuck your relationship up. But niggas feel like that, man. And when you chasing your dream, it don't matter whether you the dude or the female relationship, it's hard to make somebody believe. Leaving that shit, and especially in the industry I'm in, it's so distant, because it's like you traveling, shit, you gone all the time. So how do you make somebody feel like, all right, boom, I fuck with you, I'm here for you, but I'm not there right now? And so Red Eye was all about that, and it was one of those things with the name. Aside from being on the plane, Red Eye, we're talking about Red Eyes as far as crying, you know what I'm saying, and just that whole situation. So I just wanted to make it more of a double entendre with the word, and a lot of those songs ain't titled what the actual song is really about, because I wanted to make the meaning more realistic to people. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, bro.
Like, you gotta put thought behind your projects and titles and all that. Like, sometimes I be looking at music, I'm like, okay, what the fuck does this mean? And your song ain't talking nothing about it. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's not a cohesive project. You're not putting thought into it. And that's the thing I love about you, man.
Behind every record, every album, I've told you what the name of the next album is gonna be.
In the review, I was like, there's something about Crip that I love that you do. You'll say something and you'll make a song about it. Yeah, I love that shit too. Yeah,
the name of my next album on Def Jam is in the first song of Live from the Underground. It's in the intro. I said, literally in the first 30 seconds, I say what the next album is, name project.
Y'all motherfuckers heard that shit.
I didn't want to throw that out though. Because I saw the Crip was here, I said Live from the Underground. When I said Return of Forever, this is the Return of Forever, ho. And then Return of Forever came out. And then Forever in the Day came out. Forever in the Day, Live from the Underground. All that came, which in the second song of Crip was here. Next year, and so yeah.
Because when you came out with What You Mean You Ain't Nasty, I was like, yo, he took that. He was on Wiz song with that shit. Way back. And I'm like, and I caught it just like that. You know what I'm saying?
For the people that's always also been riding for a long time too, it's like, it's not even, it's like reminding them, like, yo, I'ma always stay the same, but also capturing the artists that might not even know about my music. And that's what Live from the Underground, a lot of people was fucked up, because they thought I was gonna change so much on Live from the Underground and shock them. But I was like, nah, I'ma stick to, because this is the opportunity where I could just, I'm gonna be on this grand stage and promote it, boom, 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 and I can be as raw raw and as southern as I possibly can. But I saw the play, and that's why Forever Today is what, because I want to show people that I've grown too as artists. And it's like, it's just one of those things, man.
So, you know, real talk, I just put this dude on before he went to Miami for his birthday. So Crit was here. I'm like, hey, man. Because he was, what was the one you say you wasn't feeling like that? Return to Forever. And I'm like, he's like, man, I don't know. He's just a little too country, this and that. I'm like, man, but you ain't even listen to Crit was here. And I put him on, and he was like, yo, I don't even know how.
22 motherfucking songs though, bro. I go back and listen to projects. I'm like, good Lord, there's so much music on this shit. Cause voices don't sound shit like no weedy. It's so many motherfucking records, man. Yeah, man, but it's a blessing I put all that on, cause it caught so many people's attention. Like, so many people that are like, all right, I love this song. And that's what it's all about. But this album, bro, I'm so excited about it. I can't wait for you to hear this shit.
Yeah,
I know y'all gonna figure out what the title is, cause now I don't give
it too
much.
He will. I may get a text
tonight.
But bro, it's gonna be so amazing. But I'm gonna test the boundaries of what I do musically, sonically, and all that shit.
All right, real quick. So, are you producing the whole thing?
I'm gonna produce 75%.
Okay.
Knife Wonder is one of those producers where doing that song with him on King River Time showed me that I could just be an artist. But for me, it ain't about just off the strength doing a record with it just because you're hot. Like, nah, if the record ain't right, it don't make it. That happened to be the only record I had did that was crazy with another producer. I like, this guy to know. All
right, cool. Yeah, that was kind of a debate we kind of had.
Yeah.
You know, they want to hear you on your shit. I'm like, nah, I want to kind of hear some other shit.
Yeah, but you believe it. So, even when you hear me all the bullshit, you'll be like, damn, that still sound like something Crit would do. So don't get it fucked up. I ain't gonna go too far outside of my realm. I'm gonna work with the kind of producer that I was inspired by them.
Man, great chopping up with
you. Thank you, bro.
Yes, sir.
You arguing this shit. I love to see motherfuckers argue about music like that. Like, damn,
I'm gonna be out here talking about Forever Today and Return Forever.
I think that was awesome. Yo, yeah.